This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. Later in the program, at the bottom of this hour, we're going to be talking, actually the bottom of the third hour, we're going to be talking to Pastor Mark Burns. Alex is going to be joining us in this hour as well. We were just talking about the concerns that were expressed on CNN by a Daily Beast reporter, Sally Cohn, saying that Trump wants to put people in labor camps. We're going to have to be concerned about that. And I pointed out, the rightful remedy for that is to enforce the Constitution. Of course, that would be unconstitutional. And, you know, the NDAA is unconstitutional. Where was Sally Cohn when the NDAA was signed by Barack Obama? We need to be concerned about this, and we need to understand that when we look at things like torture, which I disagree with Donald Trump on, and I've talked about this multiple times, and, of course, last Friday, he came back and he clarified things. He said, look, I understand it's against the law to do this kind of torture. I understand it's against international law. But then over the weekend, on Sunday, on one of the Sunday talk shows, he told John Dickerson, he said, well, yeah, but I think that we need to change the law. But as until we change the law, I will obey the law. That's what he said. Fair enough. We can fight on that. And that's where we should have a fight. We should have a fight on what the law is going to be, and we should have a fight to say that our presidents are going to obey the law, that they are not going to act as dictators. That's the key thing. Now, where I think Trump is wrong on this, and I think it is, and he's talking about this with John Dickerson. Dickerson is saying, well, are you saying, you know, the thing that separates us from these guys that you're talking about who are chopping the heads off of people, who are drowning people in cages, and so you say, well, you know, Donald Trump says they're drowning people in cages so we can waterboard them. Well, understand, these are suspects. These are not people who have been convicted of anything. We have prohibitions, and rightfully so, against cruel and unusual punishment. We should not stoop to their level. That's what John Dickerson said. He said, are you saying that we should stoop to their level? What separates us from them is the rule of law. We need to be better than them. And I've said this before. I said, we don't want to fall into the trap of becoming what we fight. Okay? We don't want to start chopping the heads off of people like our ally Saudi Arabia does. Up to 70 people now so far this year they've chopped the heads off of, as well as other parts of people's bodies, chopping off hands for theft and that sort of thing. We don't want to become a brutal regime like Saudi Arabia. That's one of the things that concerns me so much about our foreign policy. We've been joined at the hip with the Saudis since Nixon and Kissinger created the petrodollar. We have basically given them a blank check. We've allowed them to invade Yemen and their own kind of Vietnam. We've said absolutely nothing about it in the mainstream media. They've been given carte blanche to do whatever they want to anybody in Yemen. And, of course, we sell them all the latest weapons. They can do no wrong. This kind of aberrant form of Islam called Wahhabism. As a matter of fact, when we had the debate coverage the other night, we had a caller call in. And he was saying, look, I'm a Muslim, and I support Donald Trump. And he says, and I support him, not just because I want a better economy, but he said, I'm concerned about people who are coming into this country as Muslims. We're having I don't want Wahhabist Muslims to come into this country. Because they understand, you know, Islam is not monolithic, just like Christianity is not monolithic. And people understand that our ally, Saudi Arabia, is the hotbed of the very worst, most violent form, most repressive form of Islam there is, the Wahhabist form of Islam. So we don't want to repeat that. We don't want to become that. We don't want to sink to the level of ISIS, torturing people, cutting their heads off. We want to maintain the moral superiority. We want to have a rule of law. We don't want to torture people. And it's ironic to me, but I think it's part of covering up for his war crimes, that Michael Hayden, who was director of the CIA under George Bush, and of course he was appointed by Bill Clinton as head of the NSA because these guys aren't with any political party or philosophy. He's pushing back against Donald Trump as if Donald Trump were the torturer. Michael Hayden is the one who did the torture. Michael Hayden is the one who said, don't let any documents out about what I did with my administration at the CIA. How's that for hypocrisy? He's trying to inoculate himself. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Brainforce, it's completely different. Try a bottle of it. Rob Du joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what Brainforce did.
I'd been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Brainforce right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. Read about it, find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without Brainforce. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more Brainforce, and came in.
You will find Brainforce and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June, that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. Alex Jones will be joining us in this hour. In the next hour, we'll be joined by Pastor Mark Burns, someone who has met with Donald Trump. I think it was back in December. Pastor Burns was with a group of black pastors who talked to Donald Trump. He came out and endorsed him. Some of the others did as well. So we want to talk to him about the latest smears this last weekend. But as I was saying in the last hour, as we were talking about the concerns that Sally Cohn expressed on CNN that Donald Trump would put us in labor camps, I said, well, you know, why didn't you have something to say about that when Obama signed the NDAA? You know, the rightful remedy for that, as well as for torture, is to make sure that we obey the Constitution, that we protect individual rights. If we do that, we're not going to have to worry about that sort of thing. If you don't do that, then you're going to have to worry about every president that comes along. What kind of a dictator are they going to be? And, of course, Donald Trump has said he thinks that we ought to change the laws and allow torture. I disagree. Okay, the CIA, Michael Hayden, who presided over this stuff and called it enhanced torture, tried to block any publication of what his criminal regime did, is now trying to pretend that Donald Trump is the torturer. No, actually, it was Michael Hayden who did that. Donald Trump would do that, but he would not do that, he said, if it's against the law. And he realizes that it is against the law. He just thinks it ought to be changed. Well, we have a Constitution. That's a difficult process. And if we have a president who will obey the Constitution, who will obey the process to amend that, I'm not really worried about that. I think it's a good idea if we have somebody who is going to come to our face and tell us why our freedoms need to be taken away, instead of doing what the Republicans and the Democrats have done for a very long time, which is saying, don't worry, I'm not going to take your freedoms away from you, while they take them and steal them like a pickpocket, or come in the middle of the night like a burglar. That's what Obama did with the NDAA. Of course, he hasn't taken them. He's given himself legal authorization to do that, but it's not constitutional, and it's something that I think a lot of people would fight. That's the only thing good about what Michael Hayden said. He said, well, you know, when the president gives an unconstitutional order, people not only have the right, but the duty to disobey that. And that doesn't just go for people who are in the military, people who are in the government. That also applies to people who are citizens. And along that line, I thought it was interesting. This is something that I did not see at the time that it came out. I mentioned it last night on the Nightly News. The fact that Donald Trump actually directly addressed BLM abuses, called them a dictatorial agency. And this is something that he did in a small local paper. This is an op-ed that was published in a local paper in Nevada, the Reno Gazette Journal. Did it at the end of January. I think it's one of the reasons why he won Nevada by 46%. Now, here's what he had to say. I think this is very important to listen to this. This is an op-ed from Donald J. Trump. It says, the U.S. is a land of laws. Americans value the rule of law above all. Why, then, has our Congress allowed the president and the executive branch to take on near dictatorial power? This is something I've talked about many times, in the sense that our Congress has abdicated its authority to write laws, and they have passed it on to bureaucracies who basically write their rules, treat them as law, and now have a militarized army to go out and enforce their laws. Okay? That's not only taxation, the fines that they impose on people. It's not only taxation without representation, it is legislation without representation. But he goes on and says, how is it that we have a president who will not enforce some laws and who encourages faceless, nameless bureaucrats to manage public lands as if the millions of acres were owned by the agencies such as the Bureau of Land Management and the Department of Energy? In Nevada, the lack of enforcement of immigration laws and the draconian rule of the BLM, this is Donald Trump saying this, are damaging the economy, lowering the standard of living, and inhibiting natural economic growth. The only way to change these circumstances is to bring to Washington a president who will rein in the federal government and get Congress to do his job. Then he goes on to say, the BLM controls over 85% of the land in Nevada and the rural areas. Those who for decades have had access to public lands for ranching, mining, logging, and energy development are forced to deal with arbitrary and capricious rules that are influenced by special interests that profit from the D.C. rulemaking and who fill the campaign coffers of Washington politicians. That's precisely what happened in Nevada. That is precisely what is happening in Utah. That is precisely what is happening in Oregon and elsewhere. We've seen this over and over again, and he directly addressed it. This is as good, if not better, than anything I've seen from Rand Paul in terms of directing, directly speaking to the abuses of the federal bureaucracy. He goes on. He says, far removed from the beautiful wide open spaces of Nevada, bureaucrats bend to the influence that is closest to them. Honest, hardworking citizens who seek freedom and economic independence must beg for deference from a federal government. Let's call it a feral government. It has gone wild. It used to be domesticated. Now it is a feral government that is more intent on power and control than it is in serving the citizens of the nation. In and around Clark County, the situation is even worse. Boy, I couldn't have written it better myself. He knows precisely what is going on. He directly addressed it. He spoke about the rule of law. Now, why is it that we see, as Buckley mentioned in the last hour, why is it that we see all of the elites coming together against Donald Trump? And I answered that question for you already. It's because of the globalist trade agreements. Look at the people who are coming out for him. We got this article from Politico. They say, Romney, why did Romney fire on Fort Trumpter? Okay, in other words, talking about the Republican Civil War, making a reference to firing on Fort Sumter. They call it Fort Trumpter. They talk about all the people who have come together to oppose Donald Trump. People like former World Bank President Robert Zoellick, neoconservative guru Robert Kagan. They say Trump was excoriated as wildly inconsistent and unmoored in principle. No, actually, he's been very consistent in opposing your globalist trade deals from the World Bank, from Goldman Sachs, because that's now where Robert Zoellick hangs out. He was the mentor, by the way, of Ted Cruz's wife, Heidi Cruz. First to the CFR, then she went to work for him at Goldman Sachs. Robert Zoellick and Heidi Cruz were part of a CFR study, Council on Foreign Relations study, that suggested that the North American Union ought to have its borders removed except for a border around the three countries, a perimeter border around Mexico, the United States, and Canada that would be patrolled by Homeland Security. That was their recommendation. That was the recommendation from Heidi Cruz and Robert Zoellick and the 30 other people that were with them on that that CFR group. Now, they point out that other people, like Robert Blackwell, who was a former aide to Henry Kissinger, former high-ranking State Department official, affixed his name to the document, but Kissinger himself, with his customary discretion, did not sign the letter. Because, you see, Henry Kissinger will come to Donald Trump in a different way. He will come as the good cop, just as we see Richard Haass, even as we've got all these people, Max Boot and others from the Council on Foreign Relations, are going everywhere attacking Donald Trump because he does not want this unfair trade agreement. This is not free trade. It is managed trade, managed by an international commission that is unaccountable to the United States. And so you'll have the CFR people like Max Boot and others attack Donald Trump while the head of the CFR, Richard Haass, will come in as a good cop and say, Donald, 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 I know you're not a bad guy. I'll get my guys in line. You just need to work with us on this, okay? You just need to work with us on this. And, of course, that's the approach that Kissinger will take as well. So there will be a fight on for that. And we'll see whether or not Jeff Sessions can push these guys back. Who will have the most influence over Donald Trump? We don't know, but we know this. These guys have already won when it comes to Kasich, when it comes to Cruz, when it comes to Rubio. We got John Kasich saying, well, you know, the TPP trade deal is critical. This is last November on Breitbart, talking about how the TPP was critical to us for economic reasons, for jobs, because there's so many people who are connected to getting jobs. Yeah, it's critical to us. It will destroy our economy. It will destroy the jobs, as I pointed out, with NAFTA. And just yesterday, we had this article. It was up on the Drudge Report. Ohio, Governor Kasich's state, lost 112,500 jobs to trade with TPP countries. They already have a bad deal with these countries. It's going to get worse, just like NAFTA got worse. They say it accounts for 2.2% of employment in Ohio, that number of jobs. And that's been lost. And we'll see that if this kind of quote-unquote free trade agreement is passed, we will see that it will accelerate just as it did under NAFTA. And the people who put this new study out said that the new report quantifies what a mistake it was to leave currency rules out of the TPP. The trade deficit with TPP countries is attributable in large part to misaligned currency. It cost America's working families 2 million jobs in 2015, more than half in manufacturing. What does Donald Trump say when he talks about China and the debates? He starts talking about the currency manipulation, doesn't he? He's at the center of what the problem is. He knows what the problem is. He's talked about it for 35 years. I didn't see it for a while. I see it now. I see what he's doing with the BLM. You know, I don't agree with him, as I said, on things like on torture and on individual liberty, on the way that he would come after the press. But we have laws to take care of that. And I think it would be a good thing to wake people up. But when we look at where these people are, we see that John Kasich has pushed the TPP deal. He's cost jobs in Ohio. And then he goes on and talks to the people on the Sunday morning shows. And they say, well, that's kind of a tough sell in Ohio, telling people that you support these trade deals. We've seen the same thing from Ted Cruz coming out, as I said, in the last segment. This is a quote from him. This is a canned response that Ted Cruz would send out to people when they would question him on TPP. Say, we don't agree with your support of the TPP. And he, oh, thank you for sharing your thoughts regarding trade policy. Input from fellow Texans informs my decision-making, blah, blah, blah. That's the kind of form letter you always get from these guys when you write them on an issue. And here's what he says in the body of the letter. Free trade creates a competitive marketplace, spurring innovation and investment. I hope the Trans-Pacific Partnership and these other agreements will reduce government-created barriers to free trade and increase prosperity for all involved. Well, you know what? They haven't done that. The North American Free Trade Agreement didn't do it. These aren't going to do it. And destroying the constitutional process for approving these treaties isn't going to do it either, Ted. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. Your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands. And it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. Alex Jones is going to be joining us in the next segment. Before we get back to news, I just want to let you know about the flash sale that we have today that will be ending today. Today is the final day of our 50% off Silver Bullet. Silver Bullet is our colloidal, 30 parts per million silver. That's about three times the typical concentration you'll find in colloidal silver. And we're offering it for an unprecedented 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com. That sale will be ending today. This is the time you need to stock up on Silver Bullet, while you can get it for 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, Alex mentioned earlier the what he said about Nancy Reagan and what I said about Nancy Reagan. And, of course, we were talking about two different things. The thing that got me on Nancy Reagan last night on the InfoWars Nightly News was this headline from the Daily Mail. Just say no. Nancy Reagan spearheaded anti-drug crusade at the height of the crack cocaine epidemic, made herself an 80s icon. And, of course, USA Today, Nancy Reagan's Just Say No effort was pop culture icon. And I remember that. I was around in the 80s, as you may realize looking at me. I remember seeing Nancy Reagan talking about Just Say No. And I thought, yeah, well, that's the obvious thing. I'm able to just say no. I don't need to have a militarized police state. I don't need to have cops in the schools. I don't need to have militarized cops everywhere. I don't need to suspend due process with civil asset forfeiture. I don't need mandatory minimums that destroy the Constitution, that take away judicial common sense and discretion, that fill up our for-profit prisons, releasing dangerous prisoners so they could lock up nonviolent drug offenders. That was a legacy of Reagan's war on drugs. And understand, it's not Reagan's war on drugs. It's not even Richard Nixon's war on drugs. Richard Nixon was the one who declared a war on drugs. He did that in 1971, but in 1961, conservatives, I want you to understand, the war on drugs was laid out as a UN agenda. The UN created a blueprint, complete with four categories of scheduled drugs. They even slotted the drugs into the four categories, the four schedules. We then enacted that 10 years later. We are conservatives. Think about this, conservatives. You are implementing a UN agenda with the war on drugs. Constitutionalists, you are implementing something for which there's no constitutional authority. Why did the entire nation agree that we needed a constitutional amendment to prohibit alcohol? But now the government can prohibit everything, including cancer drugs by the FDA, if you want. Okay? That's prohibited unless expressly permitted by the FDA. Even drugs that somebody is dying of a terminal disease and they think that the pharmaceuticals may help them, they're not allowed to do that until the FDA says you may. So it's not just recreational drugs. It's everything. Everything has become prohibited unless expressly permitted. They have turned the Constitution on its head. They have perverted and inverted it. That's what the war on drugs is about. And it expressed itself, focusing on the end users, not on the sellers. That's something they didn't even do in alcohol prohibition. See, alcohol prohibition required a constitutional amendment. The Ninth and the Tenth Amendments make it very clear that the federal government does not have that kind of authority. The state governments could do it if they wished, but not the federal government. It's kind of like marriage, conservatives. The federal government doesn't have the right to define what marriage is either. Understand that. And when you give all power to the federal government, you are creating this dictatorship that we're all concerned about. When, you know, the left says, oh, no, we're going to get a conservative in as president. Is he going to throw us all in jail? And we conservatives say, oh, no, we've got a liberal in. Is he going to throw us in jail? Because we have embraced the idea that the president should be some kind of a dictator, that all power resides in Washington. That's what the Reagan administration was doing. And the thing that bothered me so much about it was at the height of the crack cocaine epidemic. And, of course, that was exposed by Gary Webb. Where were the eulogies for an honest man who exposed the truth like Gary Webb? No eulogies when he died, when he was suicided, shot twice in the head, called it suicide. Let me read you some of the stuff that he did from Wikipedia. Let's talk about Gary Webb instead of Nancy Reagan. One of the things he did was a 17-part series with a Post reporter called The Coal Connection. They examined the murder of a coal company president with ties to organized crime. He won the National Investigative Reporters and Editors Award. Then he went on to do Doctoring the Truth, where he uncovered problems in a state medical board, led to an Ohio House investigation, which resulted in major revisions to the State Medical Practice Act. Then he went on to the paper's State House Bureau, where he covered statewide issues, winning numerous regional journalism awards. In 1988, Webb was recruited by the San Jose Mercury News, which was looking for an investigative reporter. He was assigned to the Sacramento Bureau, where he was allowed to choose most of his own stories. As part of that, he exposed the collapse of the Cypress Street Viaduct, and they asked, well, what's going on with our infrastructure? Then he exposed the Dark Alliance, the financing of a secret illegal war because it wasn't declared, supporting the Nicaraguan Contras by creating the crack cocaine epidemic, by transporting it into this country. And all the while, Nancy Reagan is putting a smiley face on it and scaring parents into giving up their rights.
We're on the march. Right back. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day. Once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I've had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. Alex Jones will be joining us in a few minutes. And of course, today is the day that we're going to have multiple primaries. We're going to have primaries in Hawaii, Idaho, Mississippi, and Michigan. Michigan being the largest state, 59 delegates, 40 for Mississippi, 32 for Idaho, 19 for Hawaii. Now, when we looked at this last Saturday, and we compare that to last Tuesday, last Super Tuesday, many people have said, well, you know, what happened this last Saturday? Cruz did much better than expected. Donald Trump didn't do as well as expected in many of the states. There was a New American analysis where they looked at Louisiana in particular and said that in the polls leading up to Friday and in the early voting all the way up to Friday, Donald Trump was ahead by about 20 points or so. But they believe that Marco Rubio essentially collapsed, because you can see that Rubio, who was at 20%, his support fundamentally collapsed for people who voted on Saturday. And it looks like most of his support went to Ted Cruz. And we'll look at this editorial from Patrick Buchanan on WND, the oligarchs' super PAC anti-Trump savagery. And he points out that today we have these four primaries. Again, a week from tomorrow is when we're going to start having winner-take-all states, and those big states as well, Florida, Ohio, Illinois, Missouri, and North Carolina. A lot of delegates in those states, and that will be a winner-take-all. So it's going to be very crucial beginning next week. We're going to start to see things change very rapidly. He points out, and this is Patrick Buchanan writing in WND, says, not in memory has the leadership of a party been so out of touch. The Republican rank and file are in revolt, not only against the failures of their fathers, but against the policies of their present rulers. And that's the way they had behaved as independent rulers. Jeb Bush even said that. He even bragged about the fact that he was going to run, and he could care less whether or not the GOP rank and file agreed with him. He knew they didn't agree with him. He knew that they didn't agree with him on immigration. But it wasn't going to matter because he had well over $100 million in money, and he was going to propagandize them, and he was going to get the Republican faithful in line. Didn't happen. Now, Patrick Buchanan goes on to point out the GOP elites who have waited patiently throughout the Obama era to recapture control of foreign policy are now beside themselves with despair over Trump's success. Fully 116 members of the GOP's national security community, many veterans of Bush administrations, have signed an open letter threatening that if Trump is nominated, they will all desert and some will defect to Hillary Clinton. Notice that they don't have a problem with the Canadian, Rafael Cruz. No problem. Because, you know, they see us as a North American union. So why wouldn't somebody who was born in Canada be able to be president? Look, understand, Cruz and Rubio are naturalized citizens. However, they're not natural-born citizens. That's the difference. And as I said before, and as Ted Cruz's former law professor has said before, he said that he would appoint constitutionalist originalist judges who would take the Constitution as written, the words, meaning what they meant at the time. Now, Ted Cruz just dismisses this and says, hey, I've argued before the Supreme Court, so shut up. Don't question my credentials here. Don't question my eligibility. Well, he ought to tell us from an originalist, constitutionalist point of view why he is a natural-born citizen. He also needs to tell us why he supported these globalist trade treaties, and this is something that's going to be a big deal in Michigan. Right after the debates on Friday, the debate was on Thursday. Friday morning, Trump was going through Michigan, and he was holding rallies. As it's pointed out in the Detroit Free Press, Trump whips up a raucous crowd in Warren, Michigan, with automobile talk. So he is going to the voters, and he is pulling people from Democrats as well as Ross Perot independents because he is talking about the loss of jobs. That giant sucking sound that Ross Perot talked about, well, it's been sucking for 23 years, and there's not much left. And Trump was telling them, Mexico is becoming the new China, and the crowd loved it. And I'm telling you, I think that in Michigan, which has an open primary, that's one of the things that's really going to work to his advantage. Ted Cruz has done better in the closed primaries. He's done better with caucus situations, especially when he comes at the last minute and tells people that his main competition has just dropped out of the race, like he did with Ben Carson in Iowa. But Donald Trump is talking to the people who have lost their jobs, people who are going to be losing their jobs if these new agreements go through. And I think that that is something that is very, very important. Joining us now is Alex Jones. Alex.
I don't know. They're not
okay.
Talking.
He's not ready yet. Okay, we don't have him on the line. I thought we had him on the line. Again, as we're looking at the people who are moving to Donald Trump, we're seeing this not only in Michigan, but we're also seeing it in Ohio. Look at this story out of Youngstown, Ohio. And this is someone who is the GOP Republican County Chairman, okay? This is in Mahoning County. He says about 1,000 Democrats so far have switched their party affiliation to Republican, with election officials saying that several did it in order to vote for Trump. He says, we're seeing something in this election cycle that I've never seen before to this degree. Every day I take phone calls or get phone messages from people saying that they've been Democrats all their life and they have had it. They want to vote for Donald Trump. He says, I'm surprised at the volume of inquiries we're getting. It's absolutely remarkable. And he says about 14% of the people who have voted early were Democrats who voted Republican. He says, we're seeing this all over the country. The Republican vote is way up, and it's because of Trump. Again, this is the county GOP chair. He says, now it's happening in the Valley. Whatever you think of Trump, you can't take away his ability to energize the electorate. And he says, all you have to do in these open primaries is to just show up and tell them that you want a Republican ballot. When that is allowed, Donald Trump has done very well in the states. Now joining us is Alex Jones. Alex.
Absolutely, David. Great listening to you and watching you do a great job. My Sky pickups, I didn't hear you go to me. Sorry about that. But we are here now. And then again, we have the third and fourth hour coming up today, jam-packed, special reports I've shot, other special reports that the crew put together, and, of course, David Knight and more here together on this Super Tuesday part two that we're about to see in Michigan, Mississippi, Idaho, Hawaii, and other states. And we're seeing a huge lesson here in brainwashing. It has slowed Trump in some areas, sped him up in others. But overall, he is in line, if he keeps winning like this, to even get a majority of the delegates. So they're even talking about trying to change rules there to pull. I know that Richard Reeves is going to be popping in later in the fourth hour today to talk to him about this. And he's the guy that I've known for 15 years, 16 years, that has always been obsessing over this whole superdelegate and delegate process. But back when Richard was talking about it, most people just wouldn't listen to me when I said, you know, hey, you know, they tried to steal it from Reagan. They've stolen it from other people before. This is really the big fraud. And it's a rulemaking by the parties in the 70s that shouldn't be able to change all this. But we've harped on that forever. And I've harped on Cruz in the strict research and looking at the text of the Constitution. He cannot be president. And some folks say, well, that sounds unreasonable. I agree with him. And his mom's from the U.S. Back at the founding of the country, nations would create infiltrators, and they would have different royal princes and people come into the Americas. Mexico's a great example, but also in Europe, and basically take over or run for office and get elected and then basically switch off the republics. In the case of Mexico, they had Maximilian, the Austrian-Hungarian Empire prince, who wasn't elected, was just installed, and later they overthrew him and killed him. And, of course, that's a famous part of history. So we have all this for a reason. But for me, Ted Cruz's involvement with Glenn Beck is the cherry on the top for really having concern about him. And, of course, his wife being a key honcho, or as you were just mentioning, with the whole Council on Foreign Relations and the TPP when it was in his embryonic phase. I mean, she is a key insider, very high-level lawyer at the center of this, and that's why she, of course, comes out of Goldman Sachs. But let's get past all that. Ted Cruz would not get away with going after the guns, would not get away with leaving the borders wide open, would not get away with a lot of that stuff like a Hillary can because she's got that base of supporter. But I don't think it's going to be Ted Cruz. I don't think it's going to be Rubio, obviously, or Kasich, who this whole confidence game keeps saying, hey, you watch, I'm going to win. They're either going to let Trump get in or they're going to steal it and give it to Hillary. Now, the reason I'm saying that is, here's the Washington Post today. Seeing Trump as vulnerable, GOP elites now eye a contested convention. So you, folks would say, well, that means they are going to steal it. Well, we told you about this years ago. We told you about this particularly with Trump 6 months ago. People said, oh, they would never do it. Well, they've clearly stolen it from Bernie Sanders until she went in the lead. Then it creates the self-fulfilling prophecy that she's unstoppable. But because libertarians and conservatives and paleo-conservatives and just common sense people that don't want to suicide the country, because we are more informed on average than the Democratic base, that's just a fact, I don't think the GOP can really get away with this. Now, they're ready to suicide the party. They've said that. They are ready to openly, as they've stated, give it to Hillary. And they're pushing the meme, dump Trump, we'll vote for Hillary. They've had everybody from, well, you know, all these top Republicans come out and say that they would go for Hillary over Trump. I mean, I'd vote for Trump just for shattering the political correctness right there. So I don't really see them getting away with it because there is such a tsunami of support that even if they try to steal it from him, I don't know if they'll have the boots on the ground at the convention to complete that, because now we're having months and months of people being informed on how the delegate process works. And if they do try to openly steal it from him, it could cause civil unrest in this country. And I'm not the only one saying that. A lot of top pundits on even Fox News are saying it. Who was it? Just last week, two big Republicans came out and said the same thing. One of them was Huckabee. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they are so bold and crazy and full of arrogance and bravado and hubris and chutzpah that the establishment will go ahead and then activate Black Lives Matter and the leftist movements, activate the Tea Party that's angry if Trump gets robbed, and then hype up a few bad police cases and really detonate this country. And so that said, if I was them, I wouldn't do this. And I think they're going to have a real problem stopping Trump, at least at the primary. That's what I wanted to be clear about. They're openly talking about stealing it now, something they would never openly do. So this shows how far the liberty movement's come, that they have to openly discuss all this stuff. But they will try to steal it in the general election when he goes up against Hillary and will roll out a whole bunch of exaggerated mafia stuff. And, oh, my gosh, he liked hot women. Oh, my, what a crime. You know, he's not like a pedophile like half of Congress or, you know, a large portion of the Catholic priests. Isn't this terrible? He doesn't gang rape children in showers and then get away with it. And, you know, the whole Penn State operation, you know, leasing kids out to the elites, to you know, the pedo. I mean, okay, he isn't a pedophile. That's one reason they don't like him. And I'm not kidding. You don't get into these high-level positions now at that level unless you have killed a bunch of people and they know about it, or you're raping little kids. I mean, being gay isn't enough now because, you know, they used to blackmail you with that. So it's literally a pedophile cult that's taken over. Now, that said, they don't like a nationalist that they don't control, obviously. And they don't like the fact that he won't bow down and kiss their ring. That said, I'm still concerned about Trump because he does have some blind spots in some area of the economy, in some areas of the world, but to basically break down why that's so important, the globalists have put in an artificial system that's like a cancer that's part of your brain, that if you cut it out, it kills you or makes you a vegetable, basically. That's their goal. They want to make everything so dependent, including the people themselves, so domesticated, that the globalist system is so integrated into everything that only they know how to work it, control it, expand it, throttle it back in this grid system that they have. And so that's why they hate him, because he will throw all of that into disarray. Now, the question is, are we held so hostage by this global government that'll bring in crises if we don't submit, that we then won't throw it to chance and vote for Donald Trump? Because that's the reason they're so scared of him. And the dice could roll wrong. It could really get bad. But we know the globalists are slowly, quietly sucking us dry and killing us. And so it's the right thing to do, because he's not a globalist. He is pro-human, he is pro-wealth, he is pro-family, he is pro-free speech, and compared to them, and they hate his guts. So again, it's a spectrum of dangers, but letting them hold us hostage because he's not a technocrat or won't follow all the orders of the technocrats, who can barely keep the world from blowing up right now, while they're busy creating crises to get control, then they have trouble not letting the crisis they've created destroy the planet. It's all this super high stakes, guts ball craziness. Now, I know that's quite a diatribe, and that is my base analysis and my most complex thinking on it. Trying to distill something this complex down is really hard to do, but I hope that telegraphed over people. I'll ask David in a minute if he got what I was saying, A, or B, if he concurs, or what he would add to that analysis, but let me try to simplify it for myself, too, because it makes my head spin. There is a global management class that is setting up a planetary government where they're gods, where they're above the law and exempt from laws and tax exempt. They have created all these crises and problems to knock out competition, to knock out nation states, to make us more dependent on their grid system of domestication, assimilation, and then phasing us out. Incremental extermination. And that's the New World Order program. That's the real architecture of the world. You got psychology, you got law, you got business, you got religion, you got, you know, pharmaculture, you've got all this, but permaculture. But at the end of the day, there's a grid above it, and they don't want us studying it. It's in the PhD papers, it's in the MIT papers, it's in the white papers. The futurists now admit everything I told people about 20 years ago, because I was just reading papers that weren't widely published at the time, but were available. We have their battle plans. We have their blueprints. That's why we're so accurate. We don't know when they're going to do X or Y or Z, but we have the general flow of their program that they're always tweaking and manipulating. Trump throws a monkey wrench into that. People say, well, that's dangerous. Well, this machine is designed to kill us slowly, bite us like a spider in the night that puts us into a coma, drag us off, and suck our blood in its hole. So the spider's got us almost to the hole. Trump comes along. We see him walking up. Is he a predator that wants to eat us? Is he trying to steal the spider's dinner? I don't think so. But we know the spider bit us. We can see all the skeletons down there hanging in the webs. Okay, this is the allegory. And here comes Trump walking up. He doesn't look like a big, ugly, mean, green spider. You know, the New World Order, all-seeing eye. And, you know, he doesn't have a big history of that. And the spider is hissing and attacking and has all its minions going after Trump walking up. Once he gets here, and we're all tied up in web, is he going to cut us free? Or is he another super predator that thinks that's what winners do? He's got wife, he's got children, he loves life. You can tell he enjoys a cheeseburger. And I think at the end of the day, he is kind of a strong man, not really a thug, but just an aggressive alpha male. That's why they hate him, the return of men. And they just don't like him. So I'm fully behind him. Because it's too dangerous just to let them continue going down this road. We need to destabilize this globalist program and fight it at every front. And Trump's a good weapon in that. Because we're not destabilizing civilization. The globalists want to end self-sufficiency and end civilization and not let us know how to use calculators or drive our own cars or mountain climb or play football or dodgeball or tell jokes. State Department says you'll be fired. If I can pull the quote up, I've got it here. The exact quote, I can put it on screen maybe. We're going to come back and talk about it. And it's like, if you say anything that might offend or hurts my feelings, that's hateful. Don't tell jokes. Humor is out. Literal cult members at cult command bases are allowed to have humor. This is beyond Heaven's Gate. They can tell jokes. I mean, this is a cult takeover. And it's happening now. And it has mainline psychology working for it. I'm not saying all psychology is bad. There's a lot of dissidents in there. But that's what this is.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
special report that we haven't aired yet. We're going to be airing that for about 10, 15 minutes the next hour. We also have one of the prominent black pastors that's been supporting Donald Trump coming on to talk about why he's supporting him. You just heard my whole breakdown of this and my thinking. I'm not just psychologically going for Trump because the establishment's having a hissy fit or the Chinese government came out against him. The biggest mass murderers in history or the Pope who has his own big walls and says Italy should control immigration. No, I am doing it because they are legitimately freaked out against him and they are legitimately organizing, openly stealing the election and admitting it because they don't control him. A lot of people say, well, it's just simple. We know he's something new. There's something old. You know what? If there was some military group saying, let's have a coup and set up a fascist government, I'd say, no way. I don't want that. Sometimes getting something new is worse. I'm not a revolutionary when it comes to governments. I'm a restorationist. I want our republic back. That's all I want. And this Trump phenomenon has been said thousands of times is about the fact that the people aren't buying what the power structure and the system is saying anymore. I'm going to get David's take on this, but they better not just be shaking in their boots about Trump himself, but about the fact that no matter what they do, the more they attack him, the more popular he is. Doesn't that let mainstream media and the corporate government and all the little bureaucracies that group around it realize? You people aren't the arrogant know-it-alls you thought you are. You stole a system by fraud. You've wrecked the country. You're building some giant world government that's collapsing as fast as you can build it. And you have been betrayed by your own mental illness and your own god of evil. Briefly, folks, now, like never before, we need the money to cover things all over the country, all over the world, to fund what we're doing, the TV expansion, all of it. Now is the time to be all in. Plus, the products are so good. X2, Anthroplex, the Silver Bullet, all the products, the Hillary for Prison t-shirts, the books, the films, InfoWarsStore.com. We have the spring coming up soon. Get your fall garden ahead of time. Buy a seed bank for now, buy one for the summer, buy one for fall. Give one as a gift. Very lowest price, highest quality, biggest selection of different seed banks and seed arcs at InfoWarsStore.com, and give them to friends and family as well. Everything I do is about win-win. You know, we fund the operation, promote life, and we do it selling seeds, God's great creation, that reproduce and are heirloom. That's going to become rarer and rarer in this time of evil coming. Like Drudge said, feel the water, feel the air. Remember when we could still feel it, when we were still human. We're going to keep it there by rediscovering it. It's revolutionary. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Dave, we're going to break in 2 minutes. You'll be riding shotgun with me, and I'm going to air this report coming up. That's extremely powerful. I'll tell folks about it in a moment when we come back from break. But, David, just briefly, your take on what I said about Trump.
I agree, absolutely. Alex, you know, there was an article that came out last week from Defense News, and they were talking about how Eric Schmidt of Google was going to be the head of a new Department of Defense advisory board. And they said that the Pentagon had said this board was going to have 12 members, but they didn't know who was going to be on it except for Eric Schmidt. Because, of course, he always has a place at the table, literally. And so that's what we're seeing here. We're seeing all the elites, and this is what we've been talking about this entire program, the fact that people, we've seen the false left-right paradigm broken down now. We see that Fox News, as well as CNN, the Council on Foreign Relations, all of the multinational corporations are all coming together to stop Donald Trump because he opposes this, the three legs of this globalist takeover.
That's right. Meeting with the Silicon Valley people and Schmidt. When Google 18 years ago, it was 18 years ago, just 17 and a half years ago, its founding documents have been released. Wired had them 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It's AI takeover of the world with NASA and the Pentagon and NORTHCOM in a secret operation before NORTHCOM was even announced as well. Homeland Security was around in the early 90s, folks, but Clinton set it up. That's been declassified. By the time you hear about something, it's a decade old. We'll be back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.